as members of the Senate Intelligence Committee. Maine Susan Collins and Angus King are among those in the forefront of investigating Russian efforts to influence elections in this country. Both say these efforts are more extensive and intrusive than many understand, and they're already aiming beyond 2018. Mal Leary has more.
Republican Susan Collins is not up for re-election for 2 years, but she says there is clear evidence the Russian operatives are already trying to influence that campaign and will still be trying come 2020.
I'm absolutely confident of it. I would like to think that we could shut this down, but I do not believe that that is the case.
A publicly released database that chronicles the efforts of Russian-sponsored troll accounts lists 261 tweets aimed at Collins last year. But Collins says that doesn't tell the whole story.
The count that the Intelligence Committee has come up with is higher by quite a bit on the publicly reported count of false Russian-generated inflammatory tweets directed at me.
Collins has been targeted much more extensively than other Maine political figures. Republican Congressman Bruce Poliquin, for example, was targeted by just one tweet. Democrat Shelley Pingree was not targeted at all on Twitter. Independent Senator Angus King believes that what has been publicly released is just a small subset of all of the Russian social media efforts to influence voters in the United States.
I have no doubt that they're trying to influence this fall's election. I don't know about mine, but it's certainly a concern. I mean, this is something you have to think of as a candidate now that you never had to before.
King says the committee investigation is showing that while social media can be a powerful tool for candidates to get their message to voters, it can also be used to attack and distort a candidate's record and message. He says particularly disturbing is a new technique called deep fake, in which video of a candidate is edited to make them appear to say something different than what they actually said.
And they can alter, they can use my own words, my own voice, but have an utterly different message come out of my mouth. So that's disturbing.
And very difficult to counter, King says. To respond to an attack ad aired on TV, a candidate can buy his or own ad to challenge the claims. But on social media, there is no way to know who has seen the fake message. Both senators say the committee continues to fully analyze past and current efforts by Russia and others to influence U.S. elections. Both say they hope that legislation will be crafted to curb that influence, but acknowledge that whatever's passed will not be in time for the fall elections. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.